"We've got to go," said Harry at once. "He can't just sit there on his own waiting for the executioner." "Sunset, though," said Ron, who was staring out of the window in a glazed sort of way. "We'd never be allowed, especially you, Harry." Harry sank his head into his hands, thinking. "If we only had the invisibility cloak." "Where is it?" said Hermione. Harry told her about leaving it in the passageway under the one-eyed witch. "If Snape sees me anywhere near there again, I'm in serious trouble," he finished. "That's true," said Hermione, getting to her feet. "If he sees you. How do you open the witch's hump again?" You tap it and say descendium," said Harry. "But..." Hermione didn't wait for the rest of his sentence. She strode across the room, pushed the fat lady's portrait open, and vanished from sight. "She hasn't gone to get it," Ron said, staring after her. She had. Hermione returned a quarter of an hour later with a silvery cloak folded carefully under her robes. "Hermione, I don't know what's got into you lately," said Ron, astounded. "First you hit Malfoy, then you walk out on Professor Trelawney." Hermione looked rather flattered. They went down to dinner with everybody else, but did not return to Gryffindor Tower afterwards. Harry had the cloak hidden down the front of his robes. He had to keep his arms folded to hide the lump. They skulked in an empty chamber off the entrance hall, listening until they were sure it was deserted. They heard a last pair of people hurrying across the hall, and a door slamming. Hermione poked her head around the door.